When the market's quiet, don't overtrade and definitely do not fill your broker's pocket. Let me explain more right now. Hi, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 28th of June. And what I mean by that is when you look back at this last week, it's been an extremely quiet week of trading. It's been quite difficult to look at daily strengths and weaknesses. I've actually had very few good trade setups myself on the daily charts. It's just been a very quiet week. Been a lot of indecision candles on the longer time frame charts and no real major trends. A lot of trades have bounced at certain support and resistance levels. It's just been a really quiet week. And you get that from time to time. And the good thing is we know that with the Forex market, if you do get those quiet times, there's always some good trades not too far away around the corner. So hopefully we'll get that next week. But the point I wanted to make is if the market's quiet, the market's quiet. You can't change it. There's, of course, you could go down to shorter time frame charts, and I'll talk about those in a minute. But don't overtrade. Now, I use a catchphrase or a phrase to my clients, and it's this. There are no prizes for trading more. And it's absolutely true. You don't have to feel like you have to take more and more trades. There's nothing to be gained or achieved by taking more trades. All you're going to do is probably end up losing the majority of them because you're taking them for almost the feel or the need to, the sake of taking trades. And what you're going to end up doing is all you're going to do is feed your broker's pocket, line your broker's pocket with what I call clicky-click fees, which are your spread fees that you pay to enter a trade. So don't take trades unnecessary if they're not there. Really important lesson, especially for people who are new to trading. And the other thing I wanted to share with you, I had a fantastic 2-hour live trading room session with my clients last night, my time. And we had a huge number of people attend, like I always do, but it was a particularly good session with quite a number of shorter time frame chart trades taken. I had a couple on the daily charts that went really well. One in particular was the US Swiss franc yesterday. It made 74 pips and a 2.2 risk to reward trade. Earlier in the week, I had a short position on the Euro Aussie, made 185 pips and a 3.4 risk to reward. So that's the daily chart. But on the webinar yesterday, we had some great shorter time frame, 4-hourly trades and 1-hourly trades taken live in front of people. In total, I had throughout the session taken live and a few trades that were open before we started. I had 12 trades on those shorter time frames taken. 7 were winning trades, a hit full profit, and 5 were losing trades. Now, as a win rate, it's probably not massively high, but the trades averaged a 2.2-1 risk to reward. That was their average. And so I came out of that with some really good money on yesterday's webinar. And like I said, the trades were taken live in front of clients. So when I take those trades, I'm showing their count, I'm showing where I'm entering, the position size, obviously talking about the reasons for entering the trade, the stop loss, profit target, everything's fully disclosed and you can see me taking the trades live. So that was a really good session because, as I said, the rest of the week's been pretty dull and pretty slow moving. So to have those 12 trades in total over that 2-hour session on the 4-hour charts and 1-hour charts was just really good. And of course, they were taken in the European session when you generally find most activity. But really good results there. For me, it was just over a 1% gain on the account just in those 2 hours. But I was only risking an eighth to a quarter of 1% of my account on each of those trades. So it just shows even in 2 hours you can make 1% quite easily with extremely small risk on each trade. The other thing I wanted to say is that obviously we've seen the euro selling off throughout the week as my charts have just gone blank behind me here. There we go. Let me put those back on. It's trouble when you're recording live. The euro has sold off quite nicely during the week. But against the US, it's hit the 130 level, the big, strong round number. And I've been saying to my clients for a couple of days, when it hits 130, expect a retracement back up. And today being Friday, I'm actually looking for long positions on some of the euro pairs, the euro yen and euro pound. I'm looking for predominantly long positions today. Still a lot of weakness in the British pound. The US is looking strong still, and I've also got a trade open on the daily charts looking for long positions on the US Japanese yen, looking for that to continue back up after a couple of days of indecision. So it'll be interesting by the time you watch this to see where that US yen has increased up to. The other thing I wanted to lastly mention was I've almost completed a webinar that I'm putting together for more experienced traders. I've talked about this last week. I'm hoping to have it ready to go probably by the first or second week of July. So I'll be holding, I'm anticipating probably two webinars per week designed for more experienced traders. So as soon as that's ready, I'll let you know. I'll be posting it on my site, and I'll also be sending out emails. So if you're not on my email list, please send me an email, drop me an email to andrew@theforextradingcoach.com. And I can then just keep you updated with news and information about Forex market in general, and also what I'm up to and what I can help you with. So that's all for now. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Look forward to talking to you this time next week.